How you doing, everybody? Here's your gospel news for this week. With a powerful voice, Brianna Barbeneau, often known as Bree, represents a younger generation of worship music fans. She gained fame with her debut album, Key to My Heart, which topped the Billboard Gospel chart. Her second album, The Encounter, from 2020, was recorded live and featured guest multiple artists. Brie issued her assured third album, Brianna, in 2025. She was born in Hawaii and raised in Lafayette, Louisiana. Brianna was raised by a single mother and spent much of her childhood in church. This is where she started singing in a gospel choir at the age of five. 15 years later, she was on top of the Billboard Gospel charts with her debut album. In 2012, she enrolled in the University of Louisiana, Lafayette, studying criminal justice. During her junior year, a friend secretly posted a video of Brianna singing Toney's Make Me Over Again. The cover went viral and attracted the attention of Marcus Boone Enterprises. She was signed immediately to MBE and released her debut album. The album was recorded before a live studio audience of family, friends, and fans at Atlanta's Doppler Studios. It was the first album to debut on top of the Billboard Gospel charts without the aid of radio and television or previous sales, selling 5,000 copies in its first week. Sterling Helby Brown, the Emmy Award-winning actor, stars in NBC's Emmy and Golden Globe-nominated drama series This Is Us from 2016. For his role as Randall Pearson, Brown won an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, as well as a Golden Globe, becoming the first African-American actor to win this category in the award show's 75-year history. Additionally, Brown made history by becoming the first African-American actor to receive the SAG Award for Outstanding Male Actor in a Drama Series, also received a SAG Award alongside his cast members for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series. He also has won an NAACP Image Award, a Critics' Choice Award, and has been nominated for a TCA Award and Teen Choice Award. In 2016, Brown portrayed prosecutor Christopher Darden in FX's highly rated award-winning television event series Inside Look, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Here's a moment in Black history. George Washington Carver, he was born in 1864, was an American agricultural scientist and inventor who promoted alternative crops to cotton and methods to prevent soil depletion. While a professor at Tuskegee Institute, Carver developed techniques to improve types of soil depleted by repeated plantings of cotton. He wanted poor farmers to grow other crops, such as peanuts and sweet potatoes, as a source of their own food and to improve their quality of life. Under his leadership, the experiment station at Tuskegee published over 40 practical bulletins for farmers, many written by him, which included recipes. Many of the bulletins contained advice for poor farmers, including combating soil depletion and limited financial means, producing bigger crops and preserving food. Apart from his work to improve the lives of farmers, Carver also was a leader in promoting environmentalism. He received numerous honors for his work, including the Spingham Medal from the NAACP. In an era of high racial polarization, his fame reached beyond the Black community. In 1941, Time magazine dubbed Carver a Black Leonardo. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Kirk Franklin with Try Love. B.B. Winans at number 9 with Father in Heaven. Chandler Moore has number 8 with Lead Me On. Nia Allen with number 7, Sunshine. Church Doors by Yolanda Adams at number 6. Number 5, Tina Campbell with Pray For Me. Number 4, Karen Clark Sheard, Send It Down. 3, Javon, DeWand, and the Trap Stars featuring Zacardi Cortez, Without You. Number 2 from Dietrich Haddon, Never Be the Same. And our number 1 song comes from Jason Nelson, featuring Melvin Chris Bell III. They call it Yahweh. Well, that's your top 10 songs, your moment in Black history, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. Just go to my website at msninataylor.com. Now, let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.